Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Empath's Survival Guide, Life Strategies for Sensitive People, Dr. Judith Orloff presents a revolutionary book for those who often find themselves overwhelmed by the emotions of others and the world around them. As an empath herself and a psychiatrist, Dr. Orloff combines her personal insights with professional experiences to offer a lifeline to sensitive people. Empaths, as she explains, absorb the stress and emotions of others, which can lead to exhaustion, anxiety, and burnout if not properly managed. This guide is aimed at helping empaths navigate their sensitivities to lead fulfilling lives without losing the essence of who they are. Throughout the book, Dr. Orloff offers practical advice, exercises, and strategies to protect sensitive individuals from the energy-draining aspects of their nature, while emphasizing their extraordinary gifts of intuition, compassion, creativity, and spiritual connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding empathy and identifying as an empath. The first crucial topic Judith Orloff addresses is the fundamental understanding of what it means to be an empath. This involves distinguishing between having empathy as a trait that allows one to understand and share the feelings of others, and being an empath, who deeply feels the emotions and energies of people, animals, and places. Orloff delves into the characteristics that define empaths, such as heightened sensitivity, intense empathy, and often a profound connection with nature. She also discusses the challenges empaths face, such as feeling overwhelmed in crowded places, absorbing the stress or ailments of others, and experiencing a deep sense of compassion fatigue. Recognizing oneself as an empath is the first step toward harnessing this gift and learning to navigate the world without being overwhelmed by its emotional intensity. Secondly, setting healthy boundaries. A significant portion of the Empath Survival Guide is dedicated to teaching empaths how to set healthy boundaries. For sensitive individuals, boundaries are essential to protect their energy and prevent emotional overload. Dr. Orloff provides strategies for distinguishing between one's own emotions and those of others, which is crucial for empaths often burdened by external emotional baggage. She explains the importance of saying no, taking time for self-care, and practicing techniques to physically and emotionally shield oneself from being overly absorbed in the surrounding emotional environment. Creating these boundaries allows empaths to engage with others and the world in a way that preserves their well-being and supports their sensitive nature. Thirdly, harnessing empathic gifts beyond survival strategies, Dr. Orloff encourages empaths to view their sensitivity as a gift that, when properly managed, can offer profound insights and advantages. This part of the guide focuses on the positive aspects of being highly sensitive, such as a deep sense of intuition, the ability to connect on a deeper level with others, and a natural inclination towards compassion and healing. Orloff offers exercises to help empaths tap into their intuitive abilities, such as meditation, journaling, and spending time in nature. By doing so, empaths can not only protect themselves from negative energies, but also enhance their innate talents, contributing positively to their personal and professional relationships. Fourthly, navigating relationships and intimacy. Sensitive individuals often find relationships and intimacy challenging due to their deep empathy and tendency to absorb the emotions of their partners. Dr. Orloff addresses these challenges in The Empath's Survival Guide, offering practical advice on how empaths can maintain healthy relationships without losing themselves in the process. The guide highlights the importance of communication, setting emotional boundaries, and understanding the emotional dynamics between empaths and their partners. Orloff provides insights into choosing the right partners, dealing with conflict, and maintaining one's own emotional health within the context of a relationship. This knowledge is crucial for empaths looking to build lasting and fulfilling connections with others. Lastly, coping strategies for the workplace and beyond. The workplace can be particularly challenging for empaths due to its often competitive and stressful environment. Dr. Orloff offers targeted advice for managing workplace dynamics, from handling difficult coworkers and bosses to navigating office politics. She emphasizes the importance of creating a personal sanctuary, even in a busy work setting, and employing grounding and shielding techniques to manage stress and avoid absorbing negative energies. Additionally, The guide explores how empaths can extend their coping strategies beyond the workplace, including managing social engagements and public spaces, to ensure they can participate fully in the world without being overwhelmed by its demands. In conclusion, Dr. Judith Orloff's The Empath's Survival Guide, Life Strategies for Sensitive People, is a must-read for anyone who identifies as an empath or suspects they may be. This book not only validates the experiences of sensitive individuals, but also provides them with a toolkit for managing their sensitivities and turning what might once have been seen as a vulnerability into their greatest strength. Whether you're struggling with setting boundaries, navigating relationships, or seeking ways to harness your empathic gifts, this guide offers comprehensive advice that covers all aspects of life. It's particularly beneficial for those who often feel drained by their interactions with others and the world at large. Reading this book can be a transformative experience, leading to greater self-awareness, well-being, and fulfillment. In embracing and understanding their unique qualities, empaths can navigate life with confidence and grace, making The Empath Survival Guide an invaluable resource in their journey. If you would like to support Judith Orloff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!